This is Ozarks at Large for the final day of January 2020. To help us mark this date is Michael Tilley, who is with Talk Business and Politics. We're not going to review the whole month, but we're going to review a few things that happened in the past few days. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well, and we could review the month as fast as it's gone, it seems like. I can't believe it's the last time we'll talk in January.
Well, good news, we get an extra day in February this year.
Well, I hope that's good news.
Let's start with some news that you put up on TalkBusiness.net late yesterday. ArcBest posted their 2019 net income, and it was lower than 2018?
Yeah, they missed the mark a little bit in 2018, although company officials would probably argue they had a pretty hefty one-time charge of about almost $27 million related to essentially the revaluing. They call it impairment charge, but their accountants and auditors and all those fine folks look at their assets and determine whether they have them valued correctly. So they had to take a hit to revalue those. But their full-year revenue was $2.98 billion. That's down a little over 3% from the $3.09 billion they posted in 2018. Their net income was down a little bit, but then again, and they missed, on the initial look, they missed the consensus estimate. Again, when you take out that one charge, we're ahead of the estimate. So the per share earnings was $1.51. The consensus estimate, which is what Walmart
Wall Street?
What Wall Street thinks you should hit, was $2.53. When you take out that one-time charge, their per-share earnings was $2.86, so they did okay there. Now, and some other notes kind of give an idea. ArcBest, by the way, so people know, it's the parent company of ABF Freight, which is one of the largest less-than-truckload carriers in the country. They also have ArcBest Logistics, and they have FleetNet, which is a trucking maintenance operation. But for ABF, their revenue per hundredweight, which is a pretty critical measurement, was up 3.78%, almost 4% in 2019. However, their shipments were down 2.6%, and the total tonnage was down 5%. So, interesting report from the company. They're doing well. I mean, it's most of the market watchers, the analysts, reporting that it's a tough freight environment. There's a lot of capacity out there. There are a lot of trucks out there chasing not as much demand. That ends up resulting in reduced costs, which makes it tough for operators like ArcBest to make money. But it looks like they held up well during not only the quarter, but the year.
How is the Fort Smith sewer system holding up?
Well, there's a pun there, but I won't go. I don't want you to have to bleep your radio report. What we're doing, of course, I think most of your readers know Fort Smith is under an estimated $480 million consent order from the federal government, from the EPA. And that results from decades of really not doing what it should be doing and what it was told to do by both state and federal regulators in terms of fixing its water and sewer system, primarily its sewer system. It's been pretty burdensome. For example, the rates have increased 167% on residents, spent $135 million on the improvement since 2015. But city officials are now saying, we just can't afford to do the rest of this. And they've talked about how some things have changed. For example, they had an initial estimate of $107 million over 12 years for what are called find and fix portions of the consent decree. When you find a problem, you have to fix it. Well, that $107 million is more than doubled now. Also, there's an early estimate of around 28% of sewer lines that had defects. Well, that is now up to 50, closer to 50%. So the city has hired an attorney, Paul Calamita, out of Richmond, Virginia, and he's pretty much given the city four options. The first is to ask the EPA and DOJ to declare victory and assign the consent order, assign different requirements to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. How I seriously doubt that's going to happen. The second one is that the city could seek a doubling or tripling of the time to implement the improvements. The third is to essentially modify the agreement and say, okay, we'll do all these things, but on this item and this item and this item, we need more time, a modification. And the fourth is if none of those work, then they just take their case back to the federal courts, which in this case would be U.S. Western District Judge P.K. Holmes, and ask for modifications. Now, City Administrator Carl Gefkin on Wednesday was to have visited EPA Region 6 Administrator Ken McQueen. We do not have any report back. The city has not issued a report on that, but City Administrator Gefkin was supposed to make his case to McQueen about why they need relief. So we'll see. Calamita was, he praised the city for the city of Fort Smith has gone above and beyond. He says he's worked with more than 20 cities on situations like this. He said Fort Smith has done more. He praised them for doing as much as they could, but he did say that the one disadvantage that Fort Smith has had anyway, and he called a poor history and a history of neglect. And so he said, you know, the EPA is going to keep that in mind when they decide or don't decide to modify the decree.
All right. Finally, positive numbers for the Fort Smith Metro when it comes to tourism spending. More people are coming. More people are spending money in Fort Smith, Van Buren, and the Metro.
Yeah, you know, as we talk, you know, the overall Fort Smith regional economy is still just struggling to you know, improve year over year. So whenever we can find a bright spot, I like to talk about it. And the tourism industry is one. Now, let me just jump ahead because there are critics out there and they've already pounced on us. Well, you know, those are burger flipper jobs. Nobody cares about burger flipper jobs. Well, there's an element that that's true. But look, these are often starter jobs. And we have to remember that these are people coming into a region, whether it's Northwest Arkansas, Fort Smith, wherever, that are dropping clean dollars. You know, they come in, whatever they spend in a hotel or a restaurant or at a museum or wherever, you know, those are dollars that aren't taking a lot of fixed costs or aren't creating, you know, a lot of effort to capture. So it's good, clean dollars. And so for the first 10 months in 2019, the hotel tax revenue in Fort Smith is up 8.1%. And the hotel and prepared food tax in Van Buren is up almost 4%. That's a good click. And collection of Arkansas's 2% tax in Sebastian County is up 10%, a little over 10%. And that same collection in Crawford County is up almost 9%. So, again, the overall regional economy struggles, but that tourism industry is a bright spot.
All right. Finally, I got to ask you for a prediction about the big event Sunday. Will the groundhog see his shadow?
I don't know, but I hope that the groundhogs are run over by the Chiefs as they run up the score on those Niners.
Well,
does that count?
Yeah, yeah. Where were you the last time the Kansas City Football Club played in the Super Bowl?
I think I was not. I think I was Stardust.
Okay.
When, you know, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Michael Tilley is with us now, and he will be again next Friday. You can read about these items and so many others at talkbusiness.net. He's with Talk Business and Politics. Michael, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.